Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. We're right in the middle of a series we've called The Seasons of Marriage, taken from a seminar that we do at House on the Rock Family Ministries. And we're exploring the first of five marital seasons, the season called Young Love, the first couple of years of marriage. This season has six tasks that need to be navigated through to help the couples move into the second season of their marriage. And a couple of weeks ago, we looked at task number one, leaving and cleaving. And last week, we looked at task number two, resolving conflict. And of course, if you missed out on those, you can go out to our website and download them at pebblesoftruth.com. And I assume, Bruce, today we're going to cover task number three, which is?
Building our physical relationships.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, and it's especially a difficult time in primetime radio after the kids' cookie break. But we're going to give it a try.
All right.
The one flesh union between a husband and wife was created by God to be the most unique feature of their relationship. And because of the specialness and uniqueness, he has placed some protective commandments around it. We're not to have sex before marriage with anyone, and we're not to have any relations with anyone but our spouse after we're married. We're not to commit adultery. We can share lots of loving acts with other people. We can give hugs and kisses to our parents and family members and snuggle and wrestle with our children, but the physical union is only to be shared with our spouse. The one that we have left and forsaken all others for, the one that we've pledged to cling to for the rest of our lives. And it's in that context of a committed covenant marital relationship that this physical union is to take place.
So what are some of the issues then, Bruce, surrounding the task of building our physical relationship?
Well, probably one of the biggest ones, Cap, is the attitudes and beliefs that we bring into this area, into our marriages. You know, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that we as couples should freely share our bodies with one another. We're to share ourselves lovingly, and this special union's not to be used as a reward or to be withheld as a weapon or a punishment or a means of control. Paul is implying that, as we keep one another satisfied, we're deterring the temptation of infidelity. And many of us have grown up in this sexually charged culture, and we have developed some unhealthy attitudes and beliefs regarding sex, and our thoughts and feelings have been shaped by the media and the hallways of school rather than our families of origin and through the Word of God at church. So some of these attitudes and expectations are probably not biblically based that we bring into our relationship, and they contain much more fiction than they do fact.
And of course, Bruce, that speaks volumes to the importance of good premarital counseling to help some of these couples work through some of these issues.
Exactly. So very important. And that's also a great time for some couples to deal with any personal past they may have with regards to this issue that may need to be dealt with. But you know, the biggest part of this task is for couples to make a commitment to love making. Not just the execution of the physical act, but the regular demonstration of love to one another as husband and wife in many ways, and incorporating all of the love languages, especially this unique one to marriage.
And you're talking about all the other love languages that we've heard about.
Yeah, you know, the meeting emotional right. needs, material needs, being on the same side, saying it with words, I love you, are all part of our love language vocabularies. And we need to learn how to romance our spouses in this season so that we can continue to build our love for one another over the years to come. And one of the greatest challenges that we face, let's be honest, as couples who are committed to a lifelong partnership is how to continue to cultivate and grow our love for one another so it deepens over the years. And this area of physical love will need special attention as it takes place throughout the year. So it's important for us to develop the right heart attitude and the right behaviors and actions in this first season of marriage. So our pebble of truth for today is let's learn how to romance our spouses. And so until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.